we are. Welcome back, everyone. We're looking back through the files of the Bunyip, reading in the bowels of the Gawler Civic Centre, otherwise known as the Old Gawler Institute. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And it's always nice to be back here in the ambience.
It is.
It's a beautiful building.
Yes.
And looking back through the files of the Bunyip, and we're reading Wednesday, March 1, 2023, and the year is just zooming past. I don't know about you, Jeanette, but I can't believe it is now autumn.
Actually, I am the opposite. I feel like it's months since Christmas, and it's only March. I feel like it should be much later in the year. I don't know why.
Suddenly, you're right down the 2nd of March, and you think, oh my goodness, the year's just zipping past. So, anyway, there's a lot I'm involved in the next 3 months, and it's going to be fun, but never mind. We're here. Yes. Regularly reading the Bunyip. So here I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Gawler races. Our sporting patrons will no doubt learn with satisfaction that there is a prospect of our local races being revived. Our rural friends, who are attached to such old English sports, have of late years had their means of supporting the turf materially interfered with. But times are fortunately on the turn, and the promoters of the idea have, we understand, a prospect of good support.
Well,
there you go. They went through the doldrums and then they came back.
And they obviously got that support because we have a wonderful race course here in Gawler.
Oh, it is lovely.
Very attached to the race course, even though I'm not particularly interested in horse racing, but it's just this beautiful open green space.
Yes, it is. I don't see why we need to build or feel compelled to fill every space that we have with a
building
or an activity.
Exactly, I agree. And it's wonderful to have this open space.
It is, and you can just roam.
Yes, so I'm very grateful to those people that got the racing back up and going in Gawler, because I think we've all benefited over the years. So, 100 years ago, valuable property in Gawler for sale. The trustees of the Gawler Institute Incorporated invite offers for the purchase of the Gawler Institute Hall and Building, Murray Street, Gawler. Particulars can be obtained from W.R. Lewis Gawler or Secretary of the Institute, to whom the offers should be sent before the 23rd of February 1923. So that's
the Institute Hall.
Yes.
Is that...
That one confused me, actually, and I realised that the research I did is not relevant because I was looking at when the Institute did move into these premises. Mm. But they could be referring to the original Institute Hall. So the original Institute Hall was opposite the Globe Hotel on Murray Street, with the Globe Inn is the Kingsford.
Yeah.
And that's where the library and the museum were housed. So I think they're referring to that building. Although maybe they just rented it out, but I'm surprised they still had that building as long as 1923, because they moved into this building in 1870, and the town hall opened in 1878. So, yes, I'm rather surprised by that one. And I realised I was thinking, that was in the 150 years ago, which would have fitted with that, not 100 years ago.
Well, I think there's been a history of the Institute, or has there?
I couldn't find one online.
The only one online talked about this,
so yes, we may have to.
Maybe you need to just do a little bit of a potted history of this
building.
Civic cluster. Mm. Oh, in my spare time, some other time.
We'll talk about this game. This time next year.
When I've got a little bit less on my plate.
Mm. Mm. Me too.
50 years ago, all day parkers disregard bylaw. Gawler Town Council and the local Chamber of Commerce both feel that too many Gawler businessmen and employees park their cars all day in Murray Street, disregarding a bylaw limiting parking to 2 hours. So it's been 2 hours for 50 years or more.
Yeah.
Wow. But finding a solution to the problem of all these all-day, 5 days a week parkers is not so easy. It was felt Murray Street car parking spaces should be kept available for shoppers who came to the street to spend money to the benefit of Gawler. I quite agree, because if you're working here, you're taking up space, and then you're saying there's no customers. Well, there's nowhere for the customers to park because you're in the space that they want.
Although they do need to provide long-term parking for people that work in Gawler.
Absolutely.
And I think that is neglected. Where there is a neglect is of long-term parking.
Yeah. And I think that these big shopping centres now that are starting to introduce paid parking, They're missing the point, which is the longer you get people to stay in your shopping centre, the more money they spend.
That's right.
So they might look at it and say, oh, there's all this space that we can be earning money from, but then they can also be earning money from... They need to earn the money from their retailers, not from their shoppers, because the shoppers will go elsewhere. They won't stay there as long, and then the retailers won't...
Yes.
...won't stay there because they are losing money. Oh, it's your turn to read. Yes.
25 years ago, captured... The Old Spot Ghost. Has photographer Scott Pearson captured the Old Spot Ghost, brackets ghosts, on film? Make up your own minds. The picture was taken in the downstairs passage of Gawler's oldest hotel by Scott with a super fast film for nighttime shots and using a special infrared light. He took about 200 frames in the early hours of November the 3rd, 1993, with just two featuring mysterious ghost-like images. But we don't have the images to look at. We'd have to go back to that edition of the Bunyip to check.
And it would be grainy, pixelated photo, but never mind. Yeah. I remember it being published, actually.
I think I remember that one,
too. Sort of like a bit of a white shadow there that you think, oh, it could be a trick of the light or something.
But, of course, the Old Spot was the original morgue.
Of course it was, yeah.
So that's
why. It had
why.
The coldest room, didn't it? Or it had a cellar or something.
And big, thick stone walls. Well, it was the first substantial building in Gawler, the first stone building.
It'd have to be a pub, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. Well, I think that's Gawler began as a pub. It was where the Bullockies stopped off on their way from Kapunda to Adelaide. It was like the halfway point where they'd stop and they needed somewhere to get a drink and stay the night. So Gawler did begin as a pub. That was our first building.
My ancestor stopped here. Probably did. He was a Bullocker.
Probably did stop and stay at the Old Spot.
He used to go to Barra. I don't know about Kapunda. Anyway, 10 years ago, cinema enters the third dimension. Gawler's cinema is set to show its first 3D movie next week as part of a large technological upgrade. But for owners Joy and John Thorpe, the change marks the end of an era. The projectors, which have always pleasantly hummed and stirred at the Gawler Cinema since its opening in 1991, will be no more, along with the large, familiar reels of 35mm film regularly delivered by post. They will be removed to make way for a $250,000 digital installation, allowing movies to be downloaded and screened automatically at any programmed time.
For 10 years, and now the cinema's closed, which is so sad.
It is sad. Very disappointing, all that
investment
of time and effort and passion.
And it's so nice to have a little local cinema.
It was.
It's part of community. Yeah. I always tried to support the cinema as much as possible, and even though I wasn't a big fan of 3D movies.
I went and I saw Avatar, and I thought, that's it. I felt seasick throughout the whole
movie
thing.
It was just awful.
Yes. No, I really didn't like it. When Avatar 2 came out or whatever, I thought, well, I'm not going to see that.
We went to see the Lord of the Rings films in 3D and then we went back and saw them in 2D the next week at the same cinema because they had both 3D and 2D screenings. So much better in 2D.
Was it?
Yeah, it was much better. I think Avatar needed to be seen in 3D because that's all it was. It was just images. It was beautiful imagery, but there was... not much story, but really when you're watching a film, you're watching it for story and your brain automatically reads it as 3D. You don't need that heightened, it didn't feel natural to me. Anyway.
I just felt seasick. I just
A lot of people did.
Woozy,
Even
though I was wearing the right glasses.
I think, the 3D fad quickly wore off.
Yeah.
But digital movies certainly increase the quality of that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll finish off with Hutchinson Hospital circa mid 1960s, and this is the old Hutchinson, later replaced in 1994 by the new hospital sited off Lindock Road. I don't think I've ever seen the old Hutchinson, and you can see it's begun life as a stone house, and then they've built onto it and onto it.
I was admitted there once. I've been there. Yeah, I had a nasty accident in the paddock on the farm, and they admitted me because they thought I might have had concussion. And I was seen to by Dr. Glastonbury, who...
What a wonderful name.
He diagnosed a couple of other things, like I got knocked down in the paddock by a horse, so I was hit in the side of the face, and this right eye came up in a big bubble, and I had to slash it open and do that. And then it also stuffed my left knee. I had to take fluid off that.
Right.
Yeah, a few other things. And then he said to me, tell me about that scar on your chin. And I said, I told him what had happened. He said, You know you can get that removed with plastic surgery, and I thought it would cost thousands. Well, it took 20 minutes and cost me about $200. I had a huge scar right in that crease in my chin from the age of 18 until I was 26, so, and I was very self-conscious of it. And made a big difference to my life. So I have fond memories of Hutchinson Hospital and remembering Dr. Glastonbury.
I have fond memories of the new one. So 94, we arrived in Gawler mid-95. And I think I first went in with Angus when he was about a year old. So that would have been 96, 97, when he had gastro and I had to stay in hospital with him. And but, yes, a few times, and after being in there a few times, I decided by the time that, you know, Owen was coming along that, you know, Owen will be born in Gawler. Mm. It was so nice. So he's our Gawler baby.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week.
That is indeed.
We'll be back same time next week.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure to read.
Yes, it is.
Bye for now, everyone.
Bye. For all.